Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A former U.S. ambassador will be testifying on Capitol Hill today behind closed doors. It's part of the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry of President Trump. NPR's David Wellness says Michael McKinley resigned from his job less than a week ago.
Until last Friday, Michael McKinley was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's senior advisor, a kind of de facto chief of staff. Now that he's handed in his resignation for what he says are personal reasons, congressional investigators will want to know how much he knows about the Trump administration holding up security assistance to Ukraine while it pressured that country to investigate Democrats.
NPR's David Wellnum. Iraqi Kurdish officials say 1,000 Syrian refugees have crossed into Iraq. They're fleeing the ongoing fighting in northeast Syria. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Dohuk, Iraq, near the Syrian border.
Security officials in the Kurdistan region of Iraq say about 1,000 Syrian refugees are being transferred to a displaced persons camp. Some are believed to be wounded from the fighting. Hundreds of others have fled across the border into Iraq in the last few days, according to the United Nations. It's a small number compared to at least 160,000 Syrians who fled their homes but remain displaced inside Syria. The UN Refugee Agency says many fled without their belongings. The UN has distributed blankets to tens of thousands of displaced Syrians in camps and communal shelters. But many aid groups in the area had to reduce or suspend their activities to avoid the fighting as U.S. troops pull out and Turkish, Russian, and Syrian regime troops move in. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Dohuk, Iraq.
President Trump says Vice President Pence is going to Turkey today to speak with Turkish officials. The White House says it wants to help broker a ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurdish militias. But Turkey says it won't bow to foreign pressure and says Kurdish fighters need to retreat. President Trump, foreign policy, and taxes were among the issues in last night's Democratic presidential debate in Ohio. The CNN New York Times event featured a dozen candidates. NPR's Jessica Taylor says gun control was a major topic.
Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke has pushed for a ban on assault-style weapons after a shooter killed 22 people at a Walmart in his hometown of El Paso.
This is a country that loses 40,000 of our fellow Americans every year to gun violence. This is a crisis, and we've got to do something about it.
But O'Rourke was criticized by South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who said that forcing mandatory gun buybacks was too extreme.
The problem is in the polls. The problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal.
Several other candidates said they would rather focus on gun control measures that could pass a divided Congress, such as increased background checks. Jessica Taylor, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Demonstrators in Spain's Catalonia region continue to protest a court ruling. Lucia Benavides reports 9 Catalan separatist leaders convicted of sedition have been sentenced for their role in the 2017 Catalan separatist bid.
In Barcelona, many streets have been blocked off as workers continue to clean up after last night's protesters burned trash bins. Major highways and railways across Catalonia have also been shut down by protesters as the region enters its third day of demonstrations. In October 2017, Catalonia held an independence referendum despite Spain calling the move illegal. 9 separatist leaders were arrested without bail and on Monday received their prison sentences of 9 to 13 years. Polls have consistently shown Catalonia to be deeply divided over the issue. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.
Democrats in the House of Representatives have proposed new legislation to make college more affordable. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports.
The bill would invest more money to increase Pell Grants for low-income students and, through a partnership with states, help make community college tuition-free. The bill would also simplify the process of repaying student loans. The current federal law that governs all things college was last reauthorized more than a decade ago. The proposed legislation is still pretty far away from becoming law. Both sides of Congress, that's including Democrats and Republicans, still have to sign off.
NPR's Alyssa Nadworny. The Washington Nationals are going to the World Series. They shellacked the St. Louis Cardinals last night, 7-4. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.